This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Today, we're talking about the closure of one of the Bay Area's only auto manufacturing plants. Since the NUMMI factory closed 5 years ago, close to 25,000 people have had to find new work. But at the same time, it wasn't the end of car making in the Bay Area. In this last part of our show, reporter Angela Johnston takes us to Tesla.
Before Mario Mendez found that auto shop job at Sears, he actually dropped his resume off at the building where he used to work. NUMMI wasn't there anymore, of course, but there were still cars being made inside. Electric cars. Only a few months after NUMMI had shut down, Tesla Motors snatched up the space. The 5.5 million square foot building was valued at $1.3 billion, but because it was 2008 and there was a huge recession, Tesla bought it for just $42 million. When the rest of the auto industry was going bankrupt, Tesla began to thrive. And it gave former NUMMI workers like Mario Mendez a tiny bit of hope.
I concentrated on that first, and I got some leads and some people that were working in there.
But Mendez had no luck. He thinks it was because of his age.
They were trying not to hire anybody over 50 first, when they first started hiring. And so it was getting harder to get in there. Even with the perfect resume, you know, that the unemployment people helped me make.
The truth is that when Tesla moved into NUMMI, they were still a really, really small startup. In 2012, they were only making 5 cars a week, and they didn't need that many workers. But they never released their hiring numbers.
The company has said informally it's been hundreds, but what exactly does that mean?
Harley Shaken is a UC Berkeley professor who studies labor and the global economy.
A lot of NUMMI workers who would have brought in valuable skills for whatever reason didn't wind up at Tesla.
Today, Tesla has thousands of employees. They still won't say exactly how many or how many used to work at NUMMI. Shaken says that's a shame.
This was one of the most well-known and successful automobile factories in the world. It pioneered labor management cooperation in important ways in the United States.
It was definitely revolutionary. But Tesla claims it's changing the future of auto manufacturing and driving as we know it.
We are at the Tesla factory in Fremont, California, where we currently manufacture Model S, our premium sedan.
Alexis Georgeson works in communications at Tesla. We zip around the factory on a golf cart, watching cars in every stage of assembly.
This is our aluminum coil yard. So Model S starts with a giant roll of aluminum. Each one of these rolls that you're looking at weighs about 20,000 pounds. And they come into the factory, we unroll the sheets.
At NUMMI, this is how cars would start out too, as giant rolls of metal.
The first step of the process is stamping.
When Tesla moved in, they did some redecorating. They put in skylights, painted the floors bright white, installed living plant walls. Some of the equipment in this factory came from NUMMI, and if you look closely, you can still see some remnants of the old line.
This is an old track from NUMMI, maybe even older.
Other machines are new to this space. Tesla bought a lot of high-tech robots, and they're all painted bright red, Tesla colors. Georgeson stops the golf cart to show me these robots that can do 4 different jobs at once.
In most body shops, robots do one task. Our robots perform multiple tasks. So these KUKA robots here, they move parts, they rivet, they weld, and they flow drill.
The robots look lifelike, and they remind me of dinosaurs. As a car rolls down the line, the robots cock their heads all at once and then dive in toward the car, quickly screwing in bolts, welding, and drilling. Then they pull back and wait for the next car. After watching these dinosaur robots, we jump back in the golf cart and speed along to one of the final stops.
Looking for Xavier right now.
For the whole first hour of the tour, I was waiting to be introduced to a worker. I remembered Sarah Rogers, the new me tour guide, telling me about Bob, who puts on tires, Jim, who puts on doors.
And then Xavier actually lifts Model S right when it's come in from the paint shop and sets them down on a trim line. And, oh, there's Xavier.
But when we finally find Xavier, I see that he isn't a person. He's a robot, so strong he can lift 4,000-pound newly assembled cars high into the air.
They're the largest robots in the world. So they all have names based on Marvel comic characters. So, like Wolverine, Iceman, Thunderbird, Cyclops.
And Xavier. Apparently, Elon Musk, Tesla's creator, is a huge X-Men fan. The truth is, besides meeting a few of Tesla's 200 robots, I didn't meet anyone else on the tour of the factory. But Georgeson says they're there, just doing different jobs. You can see evidence. Vending machines full of earplugs and safety goggles, and popcorn makers stationed around the factory floor. She says the workers are excited about Tesla.
Because they know that this product that they're making is really changing the world.
At the height of NUMMI's production, they were making more than 400,000 cars per year. Last year, Tesla built and distributed 33,000. But they're growing. This year, they hope to ramp up production to over 55,000. And they hope the entire electric car industry will grow with them. Even though Tesla's vertically integrated, meaning they make all their cup holders in-house instead of in outside factories, their growth has been good for the county.
It's very good. You know, our unemployment is down to 5%. It's lower than the state.
That's Patty Castro, the director of the Alameda County Workforce Investment Board.
This area produces 30% of the state's output in terms of manufacturing, so it's all good. It's the sad thing is, when I reflect on it, it's like, well, there's fewer people doing it. You have to keep that in perspective. They don't need as many people, so you always want to know, like, where are people going to work?
Economist Harley Shaken has similar thoughts.
I think that the automobile industry is an advanced industry. It's part of the 21st century, as Tesla has shown us.
But he says the NUMMI closure also shows that you can't always predict what's going to work. Conventional wisdom says U.S. auto plants closed because they couldn't adapt to the modern world. NUMMI did adapt, but ultimately it still closed. Shaken says that points to a bigger structural issue.
Simply, to close a plant like NUMMI, which was so successful for 25 years and was a symbol of what could be done, to close it for the narrowest of financial reasons, I think there's something that's not right about that.
At this point, no one is really keeping track of what happened to the NUMMI workers. There are just anecdotes about where people are. Sarah Rogers, the former NUMMI tour guide, still keeps in touch with a lot of them. She also keeps her own pieces of NUMMI in big boxes stacked in her garage. She saved every note anyone has ever written her, little artifacts from the factory.
This was hanging on the very last Corolla that came down the line, and somehow I have it.
One afternoon, we sift through one of those boxes and find a binder full of drawings and notes from school kids.
Okay, and I would like to come see NUMMI again. Oh, and I will buy one of the NUMMI cars when I grow up. Well, Jason, you're going to have to find a used car.
But she can still own a NUMMI car. She takes me outside to see her gold Toyota Tacoma.
I was going to order a car. I just couldn't wait. I couldn't wait. So I went out and I looked at a silver one and I looked at a gold one. And I decided to get a gold one. And of course, her name is Goldie.
Of course, she knows the car's exact birthday.
It was born. It left the company June 16th, 9:43 p.m., 2001.
NUMMI is closed. But Rogers takes a little bit of it with her every time she gets in the car. And she knows exactly who she has to thank.
Jamie Hummer and Jason Medeiros, Betty Jones, Oscar Lemus, thank you.
For Cross Currents, I'm Angela Johnston.